Man, it sure is tough when you try to defraud people. What's going on? It's Flobo, it's Little Boys. This is Flobo's Hot on Netflix, a show where I talk about things available on the Netflix platform. And today, we're talking about Bitcoins. Now, I don't know about you guys, but it seemed like the whole world was into Bitcoin in 2019, 2020, and cryptocurrency in general. I think that's when it really went mainstream, even though it's been around for about 15 to 20 years before that, because everyone understood that they had to find a way to make ends meet, especially in the throes of the pandemic. You couldn't work. Everyone bought a couple shares of GameStop, and everyone thought they could convert that to Ethereum, and I'm just saying words out loud because I think I did the same thing too. BitCon talked about financial wire fraud and how it's so easy for someone to make something that's dishonest from the outset. This is a true story, and the brand is called Centra, and it centers around a couple of individuals who decide to go into business for themselves. We're talking about guys like Ray Trepiani. We're talking about guys like Sean Masorby, who had an idea of the Centra card, which was supposed to basically bring your cryptocurrency into the real world. And typically, when you have cryptocurrency, you have to go through a whole network and labyrinth of exchanges to make sure that you can use it with your local currency to make it liquid. And that's kind of one of the bit of disadvantages. In fact, personally, taking off a little bit of a stop here, I got paid for a couple of my gigs back in the day in crypto, and it kind of stayed in the machine for a long time as I learned how to get rid of it. So the Centra idea and the Centra card was really about what do you do to have a physical credit card to buy things in real time that will take your cryptocurrency out of the machine. And it was all a fraud. And it's so interesting when you watch these documentaries about how people can make businesses or really defraud investors and have concepts that aren't really a thing so easily these days. The rating from IMDb here has it at 6.5 out of 10. I think it's pretty much accurate. I'm going to not beat around the bush and say I would probably give it a 6 out of 10 myself. But here's what I actually liked about the whole idea. Netflix does a little bit of really making you feel a certain way about almost every character. And I'm saying that intentionally. Every character in the piece. If you're talking about the Trepiani brothers, if you're talking about Sorby, if you're talking about the grandpa character that I got from the original investment, you feel a certain way. You feel something's not right. You feel this sense of foreboding. You know it's only a matter of time before guys get caught, but you also want to see if people will get caught or find a way to walk in a technicality towards the end. We all know cryptocurrency is crypto for a reason, and no banking institution would pretty much support a direct line through a liquid asset quite like that, because anyone could just detether and take that money elsewhere. The reason why you put money in the bank is to make sure that a banking institution has tabs on it, right? But the idea of how one thing can lead to another is kind of fascinating. You know, the American dream is something we talk about here in the United States, and it seems more and more that those that seem to get ahead tend to bend the rules. So you can't really fault anyone for trying to see where the rules end. But when you get caught, well, people do get hurt. For me personally, it's worth the watch. It's worth an interesting look. I do think Netflix itself has a lot more interesting and engaging content in that genre. I do think if you're on the fence of watching Bitcoin and say the Dirty Money series of how people exploit money for their own gains, I would probably recommend Dirty Money over Bitcoin. But if you already seen that, like I have, and wanted to see more in that genre and see the story of what happens with people who get super smart and try to launch a business even though they skip the nominal steps, well, you can't go wrong with that. I give it a 6 out of 10. 6.5 is my IMDb. Otherwise, it's a cool, quick hour and 33-minute documentary. It feels even quicker than that, probably with credits and all that. So you won't really necessarily have a bad time. This is for me. Check out Bitcoin. Let me know what you think. And hit me up on that social media at Flobo Boys on that X. Let me know what you want me to review next on Flobo's Hot on Netflix.